The UK made its Brexit from the European Union just 2 weeks ago, and today the government announced a complete overhaul of Britain's immigration system. For decades, anyone from the EU could move to the United Kingdom and work legally. Not anymore, as the world's Orla Barry reports from London.
It was one of the promises of the Brexit campaign: vote to leave the European Union in order to cut down on immigration. And today, Britain's Home Secretary Priti Patel said the government's new immigration plan would do just that.
This new points-based system will take back control of our borders. And this will be the first time in decades that a UK government will be able to determine its own immigration policy.
The new plan is similar to the immigration system in Australia. It's a points-based system. Workers have to reach 70 points before they're permitted to work here legally. You get 10 points, for example, if you speak English, 20 points if you've got a job offer in hand, and more points for certain skills and qualifications. Priti Patel says it means that only highly skilled workers will now be coming to Britain. But what about all those low-skilled jobs? Where will those workers come from? The Home Secretary says they're already here.
There are over 8 million people, that's 20% of the workforce aged between 16 to 64 in the UK, who are economically inactive. So it's important that businesses and all sectors engage with them and invest in people.
But there's a problem with Patel's numbers. The UK government's own statistics show that almost 80% of that 8 million include students, retired and sick people, and caregivers. Jonathan Ashworth is with the opposition Labour Party. He says Patel and her Conservative Party are clueless.
Not only are these proposals hugely damaging for our economy, making a complete mockery of Tory claims to level up our economy, they're potentially devastating for our health and care sector. Our NHS and our social care sector has always relied on international recruitment.
And it's not just people in the healthcare sector who are worried. Hotels and restaurants are hugely dependent on workers from the EU. Damien Vovzhinyak is a celebrated chef in Britain. He was head chef at the London Olympics and he's cooked for the royal family. He's originally from Poland and he says this new immigration system would keep people like him out.
I came to this country, no English. I couldn't speak English. I didn't have a job. I started £12,000 salary. I was working 78 hours a week because I had a vision. I wanted to achieve something. I want to do something very special in this country. And now, if this point-based system would be implemented in 2004, I wouldn't be here.
Vovzhinyak now runs a fine dining restaurant in the east of England. Under the government's new plan, he'd be expected to recruit most of his staff from right here in Britain. He says he's happy to look at CVs from local job applicants, but there's a problem.
That's fine. Where are the CVs from the Brits? You know, I'm waiting for the CVs. Send me the CVs. We have 70% Europeans in the restaurant working, 30% are British. And if any more British will apply, I will be more than happy to take him on board, pay him the salaries and let him work weekends, evenings, night shifts. No problem. Doors open, please.
The new immigration system is good news to some, though. A skilled worker would be defined as someone with the equivalent of a high school diploma instead of a university degree. And that goes for anyone, no matter what country they come from. Conservative MP Neil O'Brien says the points-based system is likely to end up boosting wages for lower-skilled British workers.
Well, I think it certainly will create pressure for higher wages. People may, in some cases, have to pay a bit more in order to get people. And yes, if employers do just want to rely on really low-wage labour from overseas, that is an option that we want to see the investment in people, in skills and in machinery, rather than just more and more coming from overseas.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson weighed in on Twitter today. He wrote that the new system would, quote, welcome the best and brightest from around the world while maintaining full control of our borders. I ask Chef Vovzhinyak what he would say if the Prime Minister or his Home Secretary walked into his restaurant this evening.
Well, I will invite him, but I will charge him more because this is how now, if they want me to pay more for the waiting staff, we need to charge more. So that's absolutely fine. No problem. Come, doors open, please. Open from six.
The new immigration system is set to go into effect in January of next year. And that means both the government and the private sector have about 10 months to prepare for the new rules. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.